back for today's daily and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here. Yes, right here on What's the Topic. I hope you're doing great because we're going to have an awesome, amazing session. Yes, I'm back. Let me know how you're doing. Do let me know how you're doing. If you're great, let me know how everything has been going. If you're not great, let me know what's the problem so we can get rid of the problem. You know, so if it's someone that I need to beat up, I'm going to beat them up. Yes. I wouldn't beat someone up. But yeah, you know, just let me know what's happening from your side. Like, yeah, what's really, really going down. Now, today's topic is going to be really, really awesome. It's going to be interesting. Let me just put it that way. It's going to be interesting. Because today we're going to be talking about the Met Gala 2021. I ran across this and I was like, okay, this looks like interesting stuff right there. Like, I want to see what's happening in this area. What's going down in this, you know, industry. Like, yeah, this event looks interesting on its own. And yeah, like, I actually saw the Met Gala from looking at Twitter. You know, when you go onto Twitter and then you see someone is trending and then you look at them, you see other fashion, then you're like, whoa, what's happening here? Then you find out that they actually went to the Met Gala and this is what was going down and that and that and that. So yeah, literally, Met Gala is it's trending there on Twitter. That's what's going down. So yeah, we're going to look at that. But before we get into everything that we're going to talk about, I'm going to give you an awesome, amazing jam that you're going to move to. And if you don't like it, let me know. If you like it, let me know. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Johan Kruger from Creation Ministries International. Just want to say to you that I serve a great and wonderful God that created everything. And He created me and He also created you.
shut down. You made it right, and I see it clearly now.
Yeah, I really do hope you enjoyed that. I really hope that was amazing and got you thinking and everything. Now we're gonna get into it. Like, we're gonna talk about the things that really do matter that, yeah, got me thinking. And I was like, what? Now there's a couple of things that went down, you know, obviously with the whole Met Gala 2021, and obviously there was a theme and everything. But now there were a couple of people that, you know, decided, nah, we're not gonna go there. Okay, so yeah, you know, like when you go on social media and then you see interesting stuff and you're like, okay. But now, okay, let me start with the person that got me to see the Met Gala. Now, the person that's trending on Twitter that got me to see the Met Gala was Kanye West. Yes, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. For those who know, you saw how they looked. They were wearing a black outfit or suit or whatever you want to call it that covered them from head to toe. Yes, that was them. Literally, they were faceless. That was the look that they came. Like, we know, you know what? We're going to be covered in black from head to toe. And nothing's going to be revealed. Obviously, for Kim, except the hair. But, yeah, literally, that's what went down. Full black costume. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then, yeah, like, so I went on to Twitter, you know, like, just about to make some people angry, you know, like start a couple of fights on Twitter and, you know, like exchange some words and stuff. I'm just kidding. But yeah, like I was literally on Twitter, and then, you know, on the side, like you look at the sidebar, then you see there's like trending stuff, and then yeah, Kanye West decided to be there. So I was like, okay, Kanye West is trending, so what's popping here? I clicked on his name, and then I went in there. Then I saw there was a Met Gala that from basically 12 years back where Kanye West decided to go on stage, interrupt Taylor Swift's Met Gala award, yeah, that they were giving her and everything. And while she was speaking, he took the mic from her, and then he proceeded to say that Beyonce's video was the best. So that's literally what went down, and then he gave her back the mic and walked off. So that was the whole drama that happened. But now from there, I was like, okay, what is this Met Gala? And I went into the Met Gala, I actually searched it, and then I realized, whoa, this actually happened. It took place not far from today. So if you had to go back to the past, okay, so for those, let me put it this way. It happened on the 13th of September. So that's when it took place. So that's when the Met Gala actually took place. And I was like, okay, whoa, so this is really, really interesting, because it recently happened, and I didn't know that it recently happened. So it's actually a cool thing that I stumbled upon this thing, because now I can actually see what's happening. So on the 13th of September, when the Met Gala happened, there were a couple of events that took place. Some people came in some interesting outfits. I looked at some of those outfits. I was like, what is going on here? And then, yeah, there was an artist that made me angry. But yeah, you know, this artist has been fuming some fans and stuff. Yeah, like adding fuel to some fans' anger and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, as an artist, you do get those stuff. But nah, for real, this artist actually went overboard. So yeah, like literally, there were artists that came in some interesting outfits. I was like, what is going on here? Some of them, I don't understand why they came in that outfit. But there were others that were like, it's a cool outfit. It's actually cool, you know. It was a decent outfit. Some of them were fun, you know. Some of them were funky, funny. And then, yeah, others though are just like no. And then I stumbled across Nicki Minaj's tweet. Now, for those who do not know, Nicki Minaj did not attend the Met Gala 2021. Now, here's the reason behind why she didn't want to attend. They invited her. So they invited her to come to the Met Gala 2021 and she refused. Reason why she refused is because of the COVID vaccine regulations that the Met Gala had. So she refused to go to the Met Gala because she didn't want to get vaccinated. And at the moment, she doesn't feel like she's comfortable with getting vaccinated. So she actually tweeted and said that she's not going to go to the Met Gala this year because of the COVID vaccine regulations. And the only time she's going to get vaccinated is when she feels comfortable enough to take it after doing her research. So yeah, that's her current state right now. Like, that's her status. She's not gonna get vaccinated until she's comfortable to say that okay, she feels safe with the vaccine, then she'll take it, which is reasonable. I actually do, yeah, I agree with her. Like, yeah, take your time. Don't, you know, now want to take the vaccine. Why? Because of popularity, because of you know, fame. You want people to see you. Yeah, like, I was about to ask a question, but that question can get people fuming. But yeah, that's actually where she stands, which, yeah, I do not condone her. I'm not getting angry with her. I actually do agree with her. So, like, she should actually take her time and, yeah, do the most. Now, another interesting person that I would say I was upset with the artist is Lil Nas X. Yep, Lil Nas X made me upset. And for those who know, obviously Lil Nas X has been pulling stunts recently, you know, stunts of him being pregnant. Now, as a guy, that makes me angry, because I'm thinking, what message are you sending out there? You're representing us, but now you pulling out stunts where you got pictures of yourself pregnant and all that stuff. And interestingly enough, there's an emoji that was added into every social media platform because of that stunt of his. And yeah, you know, you got people that are saying the stunt that he pulled is it's a great marketing strategy for his upcoming album and everything. But at the same time, it's that thing of what message are you sending out there to the world? I mean, I don't want my kid out here looking at you, seeing you are a guy. So my kid sees you are a guy, and my kid now has the image of guys can fall pregnant. Yeah, that is a definite no. It's a definite no, no. Definite no. Straight, like, yeah, to the point. Not even, I don't even want an explanation right there. I'm like, no, don't even explain. Nope. Definite no. That is a definite no. Now, the Met Gala, obviously, yeah, this drama that happened there. And there were interesting things that took place and all those stuff. But, yeah, like, the fuel. Let me say, most of the people were taunting, you know, Kanye West. Never mind Lil Nas was getting teased and, yeah, you know, because of the stunt that he pulled. I mean, to be honest, like, a lot of people are really angry. Like, they're fuming because of the stunt that he pulled. But now you had also Kanye West at RSI, you know, who, him and Kim, they also, after them, they're like, yeah, out there, you know, throwing shades at them and all those stuff, which for me, it actually got me to now go back and actually take a look at this whole situation, because like, I was looking at all of them when they were coming in. Some of them look like Barbie dolls. I was like, what is going on here? You look like a Barbie doll. And yeah, no, definite no. Some of them, they are outfit was revealing, I was like, okay, definitely no. That I don't even know why you pulled through here, like, yeah. And then you had some people who came with an outfit that required five men to be carrying it because it was just that heavy, which I was like, why would you do that to yourself? Why would you do that to yourself? Then we had obviously a couple of decent, you know, outfits that really did, you know, blow the fans' minds and everything, because it was decent. And yeah, like even myself, I would like, yeah, go for it. Like we had someone like, you know, Timothy Chalmet, who actually came there looking decent, you know, rocked up in a all white outfit, you know, a black collar and everything, all star on him. I'm like, what? Yeah, that's like some cool stuff, you know, funky swag type of situation that actually looked decent, not like those that were revealing, you know, things. And hey, yeah. And then you had someone like Lil Nas X, who decided to come in a Versace outfit, and this guy decided that he's gonna pull through with he's gonna pull through with three different outfits. So he wore three different outfits. He was like, literally, he walked in with one outfit. In the process of him walking, he removed that outfit and showed his second outfit, and then after that takes out that other outfit. So this guy wore three different outfits at the same time. And then he was walking like a robot there. No. like, no, hey. Some people, the things that they do. And then, yeah, people like Kendall Jenner, who decided to come there revealing and all those stuff, which I was like, okay, no. That's a definite no. Definite no. Yeah, like, don't even want explanations and all the stuff. So literally that was what was happening, yeah, with the whole, you know, 2021 Met Gala, you know. And yeah, obviously your celebrities Met Gala. Now the other couple that, yeah, they actually a couple which is funny enough, like, you actually, for those who have been watching, they should know by now. But if they don't know, then if you don't know, probably hiding, you know, you've been hiding under a roof that I don't understand. But we had your couple who came through, which was ASAP Rocky and Rihanna. Yes, they, for me, they came across as, you know, the cool, you know, they had the cool, I mean, ASAP Rocky had a cool outfit that he decided, you know, it's gonna cover up with another cool, interesting outfit, which most people, they said it looked like, you know, one of those cereal. It was colorful, let me just put it that way. His outfit was colorful, looks like one of those cereal that you buy from the shops and stuff like that. But at the same time, it was fun, you know, to actually see him, you know, in that. And then you had Rihanna, who was in an all black outfit right there, covering her and all the stuff, which, yeah, for me, it looked cool and everything. But yeah, at the end of the day, even them, the fans, the people out there, still attacked them. They gave them flack. So I was like, okay, doesn't matter who you are, how you are, you know, the fans always come after you, which is really interesting. I'm going to give you another gem, and then when I come back, I'm going to give you the final statement and close.
You have the mercy for me every day. Your love never.
What's up, y'all? Hope you enjoyed that. Yes, this is your boy Fearless Eagle. We're back. Unfortunately, it has reached that time, you know, that time where I need to close. Yes, I need to close and say goodbye. But yeah, that whole 2021 Met Gala, you know, situation, the event itself, it was really interesting to see interesting people come through and their outfits and all those stuff. You know, just their fashion, how they put their fashions together. And yeah, just go and have a look at some of their fashions. For me, I was like, okay. He had someone like Dan Levy, and he had another interesting outfit. I was like, what is going on here? You look like a look like a cartoon character that comes from Disney. And hey, it was really, really interesting. So yeah, just go ahead and check it out. You know, check out some of their fashions there and everything. But yeah, it's that thing of, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who you are, whatever you come in. And yo, one thing that I did get from that was, people are fake. There's a lot of fake people out there. Like, yo, in that world of theirs, there's a lot of people that are just pretending and they're really fake. And yeah, they're not genuine. And that to me was like, why? Why would you want to be in such a world? I mean, yeah, myself, I don't see myself in a world like that where people are fake and I know they're fake and they can backstab me anytime and all the stuff. And you know, make you feel good. Why? Because they want you to give them something, or to they want publicity, you know, recognition from you. They have an agenda, if I can put it that way. Like, yeah, that world is not the type of world that I see myself in. Which, yeah, I picked up in their world. Like, yo, literally, that's how people are there in their world. So, yo, at the end of the day, from my side, I'll say get to Christ. I mean, it's a whole different scenario when you actually go to the kingdom of God. You know, you go to that side, and yeah, really interesting. I mean, you even have people who decided to come through. They're like gay, some of them lesbian, and they literally pushing this thing. I mean, that little nice guy, pray for him. Pray for him. Just needs to, you know, find his true identity and, you know, get back to his senses and everything. Then everything's gonna work. But yeah, that's it from me, you know, from Fearless Eagle. I really do hope that the show was an entertaining show and you really did love it. And yeah, until next time, if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening. If it's good afternoon. If it's good night. Now you can go and sleep. Peace out. Enjoy the last track.
like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
I bring up John Crawford, you say he had a gun. I bring up Eric Garner, you say he was overrated. And you say that Michael Brown should have never tried to run. Do you really not realize that is a pattern that you not having compassion when these tragedies happen? Isn't it odd? Usually you sympathize with the victim, but this time you just continue to side with the killer. Could it be a button to the lie? Yeah, we love the genocide. Know the hood got a record that none of us can deny. Some are killers and others pick it up just to survive. You think you would be as holy if you grew up on his side? No excuses, nah. But you gon' have to tweak your perspective. It's easy being sheep with them sheep are protected. Get around them wolves and them teeth start projecting. Second that you sleep, you can leave unexpected. Check it.
With blood in the streets, when you remain quiet, don't you come with a speech. When it's pop, man down, done by police, blood cries. You ain't know it, don't say nothing to me. When it pop, the hood been crying out, but no one ever hears. Yeah, until they turn it upside down. Now everyone is pissed.
You're looking mad negligent on top of your theology. Your blind spot's evident. Hear me quoting Jakes and you yell out of your heretic. But when the hood cries, John MacArthur ain't addressing it. You don't like Sharpton, who you gonna replace him with? If you don't ever pick up when they call you, save it, yeah. Want me to be quiet? You gon' have to make me there. Cause every time I tell the hood something, you okay with it. Isaiah 1:17 in your Bible. Most of them people won't look anything like you. Fatherless, depressed, and the widow, I remind you. Take a look around you. Who does that apply to? Why would the Lord tell you to plead their case? Lest he expected you to ignore the things they say. Like, man, the system mistreat us, and the police beat us. But you don't ever believe us. Why would I trust your Jesus? Don't you say you love me, show me, homie.
Blood in the streets, and you remain quiet. Don't you come with a speech. When it's pop, man, down. Done by police, blood cries. You ignore it, don't say nothing to me. When it pop, the hood been crying out, but no one ever hears. Yeah, until they turn it upside down. Now everyone is pissed.
A year ago, it's Blake Griffin called Donald Stern in a racist. You will look at the team and say he exaggerated. Tell him to quit complaining, like, how is he racist? Look at the money you're making. Why we delusional till we take it? 12% of America, 40% of prison. One in every three of us are paid a prison to visit. Doing 60% more time for the same offenses. You reply, that's BS, I don't believe the statistics. I just want you to listen. You think I'm saying you did it? No. I don't see your compassion, I just see you get the. It's a problem. You thinking that I'm trying to say it's you. You really, I just want for you to have a problem with it too. Picture us growing up in the crib together as brothers. Parents treating us different. You say I'm tripping, there's nothing. But when you sleep, he touch me where he ain't supposed to be touching. But when I tell you he does it, you look at me like I'm bugging. I'm telling you he mistreats me. When you ain't looking, he beat me. And you keep saying we brothers, but you don't ever believe me. So when you see the division, it ain't all on pop. It ain't about what he did to me, it's about your response. We just want for you to cry with us. Cry. And quit telling us we ain't justified in our feelings. So when you reply, this is not the 50s biz. Okay. All I hear is you replying the same way people back in the 50s did. This ain't the 20s biz.
Blood in the streets, and you remain quiet. Don't you come with a speech. When it pop, man down. Done by police, blood cries. You ain't know it, don't say nothing to me. When it pop, the hood been crying out. But no one ever hears, yeah. Until they turn it upside down. Now everyone is pissed, yeah.
To my white brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm doing this for a couple reasons. One, I just want to give you a little more perspective on where it is we come from and why it is we feel how we feel sometimes. And we can't keep sweeping these race issues under the rug, because the only time we seem to have these hard conversations is when tragedy happens and everybody's high in their emotions. And yes, we are all one in Christ. But once we step out them church doors, the world's going to respond to us differently. And how we respond to one another's pain is going to affect our relationship. It's not anger, it's hurt. And reason number two is this. I never walk on eggshells when I'm talking to the black community. I'm always raw. I'm always saying, stop that killing. Stop selling drugs in our community. Stop acting this way. And no one ever has a problem with it. Nor do I ever feel like I'm putting my career on the line, or that I'm going to lose all of my black followers. But the truth is, I feel that way right now. I feel that way every time I bring up racial injustice. Like I'm going to stop getting booked for churches. Like my career's on the line. And I shouldn't have to feel that way if we're one in Christ. I shouldn't have to feel like I need to get a white person to say this for me, because they're not going to hear me. I shouldn't feel that way. And I do. And a lot of people do. And there's some things that you probably feel that I don't know, because we don't talk. So feel free to use me to put the conversations on the table. All in love, not to be divisive, but to get past some things so the next time tragedy happens, we can be on one accord. And I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm a Christian before I'm black, but I'm going to continue to speak against injustice the way I always have. And whether it's a black person or a white person on the other side of that, so be it.